Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
Hello, today we will be reading from the writings of Rabash. We'll be reading the article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? You can find all of our texts on KabbalahMedia.info as well as on the Galaxy platform itself. There's study materials book icon you can click. You can send us questions live on Kabbalah.tv as well, and some relevant to what we're learning will be aired here in the lesson.
I remember the time that Rabash wrote this article and how much he dedicated to it, so much attention and power to organize in a single article all of the attitude, all of the attention that a person should have to what he's doing in his life. That is, you can say that his article is aiming us correctly to life, so that we will achieve out of life everything that we need to do in this world. This is why I'm hoping that we will understand his intention and what is it that he wants to convey to us by this. We are together in a new time that started really less than a year ago, or that it is felt in us in such a way. Of course, there were preparations for it, and we've been talking for many years before that about us being in a new period of time, in a new generation. However, we just talked like this, and because Bala Sulam wrote it, and he wrote about it 100 years ago. And the Ari wrote about it 600 years ago. Because indeed, from his time onward, a new era began. The revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah started from the Ari. Really, with the Ari, the exile ended, and the souls started to come closer to correction. In practice, this was done through the Baal Shem Tov and later on through Baal Sulam. So we talked about it. This is what it says. We received the texts from the Ari, from Ramchal, the students of Baal Shem Tov, and in the end, from Baal Sulam. But nevertheless, it was just talking, and it was spread over a few hundred years, so we didn't quite pay attention to it. But now, we are truly in a new time in practice, which is going over us, it is bending us, it is giving us a new form to our society, to our families, to our children, us, the whole world, the entire Kli, man's attitude to life. We can see that we've already entered a state where the upper forces are giving humanity a new form. And accordingly, we, therefore, have to understand. So what is happening to us? What shall we do with sorry, friends, how shall we act correctly according to these forces that are operating on each one of us, on our families, on the different nations, on nature? Because really, on our response, as we learned from the wisdom of Kabbalah, through our time, we can actually change these things. We are obligated to respond, to have the right response. This is the reason for which we need to understand that the Creator is working on us in such a way in order to awaken responses in us, and by us working with Him, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, working reciprocally, That way, as much as we will connect, we will bestow to him by uniting between us more and more, and being help made against him to work opposite him and he's opposite us. And in such a way, through this mutual work, we will start to change ourselves and to change the world, and we will reach the correct form that what he really wants out of us. So we don't have time so much to start poking in all kinds of different sources, but rather from all of our sources, we first and foremost have to learn how do we aim ourselves to the new life, the new approach to what is happening, what is coming to us from the Creator. How do we understand Him as well as possible, as quickly as possible? And how can we not only understand, but also respond to it on the same line towards Him, just as He is expecting from us? This is why we now chose this article by Rabash, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. It's a big article, but he explains it, well, at least a little bit of it, so that we will understand that there is a special approach, and specifically in our time, right now, we must accept it, adopt it, and follow it. And we have whom to listen to, what to go by. So let us not listen to what our desire is bringing up in our mind, our beastly mind, but rather what people are telling us who are already in upper attainment, and accordingly we will continue. Well, one question by Kiev. Go ahead, please.
Я хочу просто уточнить, вы сказали, что каждый момент времени Творец посылает сигнал, и надо отреагировать по этой линии к нему обратно правильным образом.
Just wanted to be accurate about it. You said that every moment the Creator sends a signal and you need to respond correctly. What does it mean?
Well, in our case, it means that we are in the time of the Messiah, and it's not by chance. We're in a time of correction, in a time where the upper light is pulling us, Mashiach, Messiah in Hebrew from the word Moshech, pulling, it is pulling us, and we need to know what is this force that is pulling us, what does it want to do with us, how can we prepare ourselves so that it will do this work on us, how can we become partners with it, and advance in this way. Therefore, we have to understand precisely what is required of us and try together to implement it. Let's learn how to do it. Okay. All right, so let's start. Moshe?
The article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator, the writings of Rabash. Our sages said, quote, Rabban Gamliel, son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, says that it is good to learn Torah with work, for exertion in both mitigates iniquities, and any Torah with which there is no work is ultimately cancelled and induces iniquity, end quote.
Not only does it not help, but it also induces iniquity. Yes?
This verse is very perplexing to understand literally. Can it be that one who learns Torah without working alongside, the Torah stops being Torah? Moreover, the Torah with which there is no labor induces iniquity? The previous verse is also difficult to understand. Why is it specifically exertion in both that mitigates iniquity? After all, our sages said, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice, end quote. They did not say that in order to revoke the evil inclination, the Torah also requires labor in order to revoke the evil inclination. We should interpret this in the way of the work. It is known that the evil and iniquity is primarily the nature in which man was created, whose origin is the dust. As it is written, after the sin of the tree of knowledge, quote, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return," end quote. Dust is malchut, which is the will to receive for one's own sake. On this desire, there was a tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment, which means that this place became a space vacant from light. The tzimtzum was in order not to have the bread of shame. Rather, to the extent of equivalence of form, the concealment is removed and the upper light comes instead of it.
That is, so far it should be clear to us, right? I think that the Creator wishes to open for us all of the worlds, Himself, the upper light. However, if we will receive it in such a way, then we will be receiving and he will be bestowing, then we will be able to receive only a little bit, as much as we can in our vessels of reception. He wants us, not about how much we will receive, but for us to reach his level, his degree, his perception, his existence. That is, not like a baby that receives everything from the mother, and then he's very close to the mother. However, we want to develop him so that he will be like the grown-ups. And this is what we have to learn. And therefore, the attitude that we have to develop towards the Creator is not about how do we receive from him and fill ourselves up, as our vessels of reception would have liked. Rather, we want to receive his qualities and to resemble him. These are two different things. Either we want to receive from him, or we want to receive his qualities. That's the difference. Yes.
For this reason, the Ramban says that when beginning to teach women and children and uneducated people, they are accustomed to learn lo lishma, not for her sake. When they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are taught that secret, meaning lishma, for her sake. This is so because lishma contradicts our nature, as we were born with a desire to receive for ourselves. For this reason, the only way to begin with Torah and mitzvot, commandments, is in lo lishma. However, through lo lishma, we come to lishma. As it is written, quote, "By engaging in it, the light in it reforms them," end quote. It therefore follows that the whole work that we must do in order to invert our will, that the whole work we must do is to invert our will to receive so as to aim to bestow. But this work is very difficult, and it is also called work, or in Hebrew, the way of the land. Derech Eretz. That is, normally the smaller one annuls before the great one, and there is great pleasure in the smaller one serving the greater one. Accordingly, each one should have had a desire to serve the Creator in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Yet, this work, this way of the land, is hard to keep as well. And this is called, quote, "It is good to learn Torah with work," end quote. This is so because of the tzimtzum, restriction, and the concealment that was on the will to receive. There is no sound. For this reason, the light does not shine in this place, but there are rather darkness and concealment here in the vessels of reception for oneself. Hence, it is upon the person to take upon himself everything in faith above reason. Yet, this too is difficult because our will to receive is not used to doing things against reason. In order to be able to emerge from the control of the will to receive for himself, our sages said, quote, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, end quote, meaning that the light in it reforms him. Concerning the light in it reforms him, it is written in the book A Sage's Fruit, quote, the majority of the words of the Torah are for study. This reconciles why the Torah speaks at length on parts that concern the principal act, but only the study, meaning preceding the act of creation, etc. End quote. And needless to say, legends and commentaries. Yet, since they are where the light is stored, his body will be. Reward and punishment. Clearly, when one ponders and contemplates the words of the Torah that pertain to the revelation of the Creator to our fathers and such like, they bring the examiner more light than when examining practical matters, although they are more important with respect to the actions. With respect to the light, the revelation of the Creator to our fathers is more important. Since the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is no better teaching for its task. This is what the Kabbalists aimed for, to arrange it so it is sustainable to engage in.
ובאמור יוצא שהתורה שאנו עוסקים בה הוא בכדי להגיע להכניע.
It follows that we engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow, meaning that by ourselves we will never be able to go against nature, since the mind and heart that one must acquire, for that he must receive assistance, and the assistance is through the Torah. It is as our sages said, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. By engaging in it, the light in it reforms them. End quote.
Sorry, let us ask a few more people. If they really want to ask, it probably bothers them. So let's start with PT 10.
I wanted to ask, when is it that the desire to come to resemble the Creator instead of receiving from Him is born in the person? When is that exchange of goals? When does it happen?
When the influence of the correct environment reaches Him, and through the influence of the correct environment, the reforming light in itself, which brings the person the feeling, the understanding that this is what he wants, this is what he needs, and not to inflate himself with some knowledge, some intellect, which pertain to corporeality. All of the mind should die along with the person. If a person passes away, everything that he acquired, there is no continuation to it. But only if he developed his desire, right? In order to bestow, to at least to some extent, to get closer to others and to annul his ego, to that extent he comes closer to spirituality. And as much as he uses the reforming light, there is a chance, and in our time it's not just a chance, it's truly an obligation, a must for each one, that instead of the desire in order to receive, he'd acquire a desire, which is in order to bestow.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come facciamo a sapere che noi stiamo facendo il lavoro nella direzione Lishma?
Question is, as a 10, when can we tell that we're doing the work on the path of Lishma?
We study what the Kabbalists write, and especially how we need to invert our will to receive, to be in order to bestow, to the extent that we understand already that this is our primary work, then we begin to learn all kinds of other articles by Baal HaSulam, and also the Zohar, where it already speaks about creation in itself. However, we want to extract from it forces that correct us, meaning our work includes two parts. A part where we study, like now, what is it that we have to do, which state we need to reach, and by what do we reach it? And then we study the Torah, that we already want to receive the reforming light. Now, too, we want to receive the reforming light in everything that we're talking about and that we're studying. However, there is another part that speaks about creation, about the Parzufim, the Olamot, the worlds, everything that happens to the soul. And when we study it, we can want to receive from it, especially illumination, for it to influence us and correct us. However, first we should have a desire for it to affect us. First we should have the understanding of what is it that we have to do, what inner transformation we need to go through. Otherwise, we will be reading it like we're reading a book in physics, let's say. What will we get out of that? We need to know that we are opening a book, not a book of wisdom, but a book of Torah, meaning that we are receiving the reforming light. This, first and foremost, is must, is essential. Otherwise, our whole work would be useless. This is why I'm so concerned about it, talking about it, how to reach from Lolishma to Lishma, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, how to relate to each and every action, each and every study, in a way that we are demanding inner change, to be the bestowers, to be those who are connected. That is the most important, because only according to the extent of this intention, this inner inclination, how much we're together and we want it, we draw upon us the reforming light.
Hebrew
10.
Thank you, Rav. Following your words, can you please explain where it says in the text about the reforming light, where he says that it doesn't apply to the matter of the action, but only the study? He talks about the act of Bereshit. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, in short, what is most important for us is the intention. What is it that we want out of the study? What do we want out of the assembly of the friends? What do we want out of our whole life? Through all of our actions, we want to receive an upper force that will correct us, will change us. A person should constantly be in that intention. I want to change. What can I do in order for me to change so that I will resemble the Creator, so that I will grow spiritually? What do I have to do? This is the question that should always be in the person. And accordingly, he will search and find, and also the Creator will aim him from above, and also through the friends, he will see how he should kind of get in between them, be together with them in order to capture the maximum reforming light.
Spain too.
Buenas noches, Rab. Cuando dice
evening,
someternos a la Torah, ¿qué debemos hacer para aportar positivamente a la escena, a nuestros amigos?
When he says to devote oneself to the Torah, What does it mean to be devoted to the friends in the ten?
To be devoted to the Torah, to the Creator, to the friends, it's the same thing. All in all, it means that I give myself to the change. It is not within my power to do anything with myself. I am always an egoistic desire. As I was born, this is how I will be. This is how the Creator created me. And what depends on me right now is only this inclination that I want to change so that the will to receive within me will take on a new form, so that I will use all of my nature in order to bestow back through the friends to the Creator. By this, I acquire the same nature as the Creator. And according to that, as much as I resemble Him, I come closer to Him. This is called getting closer in spirituality, until I truly reach the same state as Him. I reach adhesion. As it says, return all the way to the Lord your God. Truly so. And this is what we want. Toronto 2.
Rav, this intention that the 10 has to keep, is it enough that at all times at least one individual from the 10 keeps the intention, or that everybody in the 10 has to keep the intention at all time, or at least someone 24/7 has to keep the intention? Would that count as an intention of the 10?
It's a nice question, Yigal. It's a nice question. We see also that with the students of... Who were those students?
Ramchal.
Moshe?
Ramchal.
Ramchal, right. The students of Ramchal, they also had this duty around the clock, 24 hours a day. They were constantly in intention and in prayer. Each one received, let's say, a certain hour or half an hour. How many students were they? I think there were 18, something like that. Students, maybe 16. So they divided to themselves the fortnight, so that each one during his time slot was praying, was requesting, was aiming for the entire group, but he had to hold the entire group inside of himself and then out of the entire group to turn to the Creator. It is possible. It's very nice. Do it. Go ahead. Toronto, please.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
After the exile from Gan Eden, paradise, there is a tzimtzum of the malchut, so the light doesn't enter there, so there won't be Nahamadi Kisufa, the bread of shame. What is that?
So there won't be the feeling of shame. All in all, the Creator is a desire to bestow love. The created being is the opposite, a desire to receive, and rejection, hatred for anything outside of himself. There is no better feeling for the will to receive than receiving. And there is no worse feeling for the will to receive than when receiving the feeling of shame. Shame is that he sees that he is lesser than others. He must make up for himself then some form of compensation, of complementation. Well, I'm less than others in this, but I'm more than them in that, and I can forget about it, and never mind, they are also not this way or that way. A person cannot stand by his nature. It doesn't depend on his character. It simply depends on the person's nature, the nature of the will to receive, that he cannot tolerate lowness. He's willing to die. He's willing to die. No problem with dying, because then he will get rid of that feeling of lowliness, the feeling of shame. The feeling of shame stems from what happens to Malchut in Ein Sof, following the four phases of direct light, when it receives the entire light of Ein Sof, and then it feels in receiving entirely all the light of Ein Sof, how much it is the receiving, the receiver. And in that, it is the opposite of the Creator. and then it cannot stand it. On the one hand, it receives, seemingly it should enjoy it fully. On the other hand, it discovers how much it suffers of being the opposite, of being the receiver. The receiver is lower than the creator, and then it cannot stand its stance opposite the creator, that it is lower. And we see that it is rooted in nature so much. Over there, it's all forces of nature in Malchut, that it is willing to entirely stop receiving, to depart completely and never receive. This only shows us how much the feeling of shame, the feeling of loneliness, of being lesser, it's the strongest feeling.
But if we won't have that...
No, if we don't have it, we cannot work. We must have the feeling of shame.
But for there not to be the bread of shame, it's written, or do you need the bread of shame? I don't understand.
Well, we cannot cancel the feeling of shame. It is in nature. However, we can turn it into glory, honor, that if I actually go ahead and use the feeling of shame in order not to reach it, and then I actually invert the will to receive so it is in order to bestow, then specifically thanks to the fact that I have the feeling of shame, I'll be able to reach bestow. It actually helps me. And then the shame becomes honor.
So for there not to be the bread of shame, it means you turn it into honor, yes?
Yes. Tel Aviv 10.
Thank you,
Rav. What does it mean to hold all the friends within me?
That I feel myself as responsible for everyone. That I realize that I simply feel as a mother who feels all of her little children inside. It's very simple. I know that without them, well, at first I understand that without them I cannot reach spirituality. So I necessarily am with them forcibly. I have no choice. Then I start to receive more and more reforming light for it. And then I start to understand that they are closer to me. I also start receiving some emotion towards them. At first, I just understand it intellectually, that I have to. It says that I have to, so I have to. But later on, through this understanding, through this work that we all integrate together, that we try to help each other, we give an example to each other as much as how much we are drawn towards connection between us, because the goal is revealed in the middle of our connection. As much as I have the greatness of the goal, the importance of the goal of the Creator, accordingly I have to bring myself to connection with the friends. And I start to feel that here inside of me, some place starts to be built where all the friends are. And once I will finish building that place emotionally so that we are all together as one in it, I will also discover the fulfillment, which is the Creator, at least as the light of Nefesh, the light of Ruach, etc. This is the revelation of the Creator inside of the created being as inner light. However, it has to be clothed in the light of Hasadim, in my giving. Therefore, all of our work with the friends is in order to reach mutual bestowal, so that no one is thinking about himself, but only of the others. And by this, we are establishing this network of connection between us, the field. It is called the field blessed by the Lord, and in it, the Creator is revealed. Ashkelon 2.
When is the recognition that the evil inclination is the enemy, the one who hinders in the person.
It depends on how much the person works on himself, how much he takes part with the friends, how much he looks at them and is envious of them. Look at them from the side and see how much they are better than you. And then you will see that your evil inclination is constantly all of your life, whatever you did, you were mistaken in your life in each and everything because the evil inclination was managing you.
Yes, Rav, we do identify. And that, well, first of all, identifying the evil inclination itself, that's the problem. And also, what do we do after we...
When we recognize what we're doing, then we pray.
I mean, when we find that it's the evil inclination, when we recognize it...
You pray. Your whole correction, you can't do anything really, but only to pray, only to ask of the Creator. And that also doesn't quite depend only on you. Rather, you have to look at the friends. You have to show it to each other. If I want to turn to the Creator, I, by myself, cannot turn to Him. I will always forget about it. Because I can turn to the Creator only on the condition that I'm showing the friends that I am turning to the Creator, as if I'm turning to the Creator, and then the friends are impressed by me, and they turn to the Creator, and then I'm impressed by the friends, and I turn to the Creator. Everything is through the environment, through the society, not directly. North 2.
Rav,
a question. The reforming light, is that a cumulative action made of many discrete actions, where only after all that we receive the reforming light, or is it with every action we take that the light comes?
In each and every action that we perform, the light influences us and it changes each one of us and all of us together. However, in order to feel those changes, sometimes we need many, many tiny actions, and then as a result of it, we will feel the change. Yeah, but this way and that way. So it depends on the general situation, the individual situation. However, this is how it works. In the end, either following a few actions or following one action, however, the changes will occur. There are changes anyway, however, they're not strong enough so that we can go forward in the pace that the Creator wants to see the world advance. This is why the world is deteriorating more than how we are able to enter it and correcting ourselves and through us also correcting the world. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, a question from my tent. How can I change the Creator's creation? So how am I going to rise above this desire and ego?
This is all of our work. The whole of creation is a will to receive. In this entire will to receive, we said that there are two parts. A part that yearns for the Creator, for a change, for the recognition of the upper force, and a part that doesn't want that. It has businesses, engagements only in this world. And this is according to the soul. This is how we are built. It doesn't mean that in the next life it will be the same, it might be different. It doesn't mean that we will always stay this way. Rather, this pertains only to the corrections. Those who yearn for the Creator must enter a connection with Him and bring correction through them to the whole of humanity, to all of the souls. However, when we perform the corrections and the correction is general, the upper light fills up all of the souls, even those who were not at all doing conscience work, let's say. So everyone receives connection with the Creator, fulfillment, understanding, awareness. So then there is no lowness of one with respect to the other, because we are entering a system where we are all interconnected. So it is a complete body, complete goof, a complete system. If in our body, God forbid, let's say a person doesn't have half a leg or something is missing, then he nevertheless keeps on living. In spirituality, it is not so. There is no little, no partial in spirituality. Therefore, each and everything, the smallest person, the most stupid, let's say, nevertheless must complete his correction in the complete system. This is why he's called complete. Therefore, at the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun, when everyone becomes one system again, there, all of the souls, with all of their fulfillments and with all of their mutual complementation of each other, so the importance is one, it is equal, each and every one. And then, altogether, they connect into such a form where there is no difference between the souls. There is no difference between who is more, who is less, who performed a correction somehow, sometime, and one who didn't do it yet, they did it in the end. They all become one soul. And then all of the differences between the individual souls are lost. It's only that in the process of correction, there is a difference, what comes first, what comes later. So we have to relate to each and every one with respect, to relate to each one gently, draw them to the work as much as possible. There are some among them who are ready to be in the individual work like us, but if not, leave them alone. We will do it for him.
PT 34.
What does it mean? What does the sentence, for you are dust and to dust you will return, what does that mean?
That if you don't correct yourself, then you came only from the will to receive, which is called dust. The smallest degree, that there's nothing to do with it, because it doesn't have a will to bestow, and without the will to bestow, you cannot do anything. You can't even absorb properly, just like dust, with which you cannot do anything. It is something that cannot be transformed. And if you don't correct yourself, then as you were born dust, so you will also end your life in the form of dust. However, this speaks already not about us. We are already in a different form. This speaks of Adam Arishon, on the beginning of creation. UK.
Вы только сказали уже, наверное, но это не одна с десятки. Да, получается, человек, если он в десятке, он медленнее, но не справляется.
Им Адам не царя.
If a person is in a 10, then, well, it depends on the 10, but if it's a 10 that is more or less correctly aimed, or maybe not even aimed, but it does work with us, it is with us in the lesson, in the lessons, in gatherings, then certainly they do advance. They do advance. Even though, nevertheless, they should think about how can they, by themselves, out of the 10, build their little circle, their soul. The soul, neshama, means that nevertheless it's a few people who connect together and they establish between them a common desire. Haifa 10.
Pray for my friends in the 10 correctly, one by one, or is the whole 10, do I relate to it as a kli? How to do it?
It's better to do it in the whole 10. One by one, well, it's in a condition that, you know, God forbid, maybe you need to pray for someone, for a specific individual in the 10. But if I'm thinking about the 10, I should be thinking about everyone together, even though from everyone together I make a certain, how do you say it? It's not really just searching, but I kind of scan each and every one. I learn from each and every one because each one of them is unique. One maybe is more open to everyone, more friendly. The other one makes sure that everything is organized properly. The third one makes sure that we will wake up at night for the lesson. The fourth one is doing something else, meaning in each one of us, there is something special with respect to our connection. So I look at it and I learn from them how much each one is special. And everyone should do it. And we need everyone. So I actually appreciate everyone and I love everyone, even though I relate to each one differently according to how he is. But when I connect all of them together, I see the 10. I see that the Creator is making it like a bouquet of flowers, meaning there are many different ones. But when you connect all of them together, you get all the different kinds there. And this is how we reach perfection. Moscow 1.
Вопрос из десятки. Что значит, что
a question from the 10.
Что он якобы...
What does it mean that a friend is showing that he is as if turning to the Creator?
I don't know what he means, but I think that it should show me the Creator through him. It's not that he himself, that's not... But the Creator wants to show me something I need to change in myself. Galatikva 12.
What is the order of actions in turning to the Creator? I want to see that I got it right. I cannot turn to the Creator directly, so then I have to show the friends that I am turning to the Creator so that they will pray for me, and then I pray to Him. What or...
No, why should they pray for you? Who are you that they should pray for you? Together, all of you must turn to the Creator.
What is the order of the actions? On the moment the person detects that he has to change...
Connect to them, you're not hearing me. And you heard it 1,000 times and didn't hear it. You need to connect to them and with them to come to a single heart, meaning one single desire. And in that desire, turn to the Creator. That's it. And write it down before you. You ask the same question every time. Nobody needs to pray for you. You need, together with them, to establish a single desire and to turn to the single Creator.
Petah Tikva 34.
Good morning, Rav. What you now described, it's actually the intention in the present time during the lesson that the light will influence in such a way that
yes.
We will feel one.
Yes. Yes. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот мы сейчас соединяемся между нами, как вот вы говорили,
Dear Rav, we connect right now between us, we kind of fit in together, like you're saying, and then Rabash writes about the order of the operation, Simtzum, restriction, Lishma, all of these things. We reach that thanks to the work we do between us?
We do it, whether we want to or not, that's how it will be. But if we make an effort to be in one man, in one heart, meaning one desire aimed towards the Creator, then well, of course, that desire includes all of our individual desires, but the intention aims us towards the Creator. Then we attain the single heart, and then we are really on our way. From the moment we, to some extent, manage to connect together as a ten, in the ten, then we have the right direction.
We're continuing to read with... However, this was said. However, this was said. Sorry. However,
again, to subdue the evil inclination, that's why we're studying.
Yes, again, it follows that we engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow. That is, by himself, a person will never be able to go against nature. Since the mind and heart that a person must acquire require assistance. And the assistance is through the Torah. It is, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. By engaging in it, the light in it reforms one.
I think that much is clear, yes? The process has to be such where we study. Of course, we choose the most appropriate texts in order to assist us reaching our goal, which is in order to bestow. First of all, in order to bestow in the ten, then from the ten towards the Creator. And on that path, if we do these things correctly, we invoke the force of the Creator, we invite a force from the Creator which corrects us, connects us, and then connects with us. Yes. Continue.
However, this was said that it is beneficial to elicit the light from the Torah if one aims, while engaging in the Torah, to study in order to receive the reward of the Torah called light. At that time, the studying of Torah is good for him. However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah,
let's say that he studies, in order to know. He studies the study of the Ten Sefirot, Tes, not in order to receive the reforming lights, but in order to know what's written in each and every page. There is no benefit from such study. You understand where the critical point is? If we don't have the proper intention, if we don't attain adhesion is the ultimate goal.
However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help complete the work of making a vessel of bestowal, and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work. Meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally cancelled. Meaning that this force is cancelled.
And then it is written, they die without wisdom. And that is truly my greatest fear with respect to this large and good group we have now. And we're at a special time. The Creator is pushing us. He wants us to come closer and to attain the goal, to reach adhesion with Him. I'm afraid that we will miss the mark. And so I'm very concerned about us not learning in order to know, but rather learning in order to change, so that our heart changes. Petach Tikva 6.
Rav, during the reading, we try to maintain the intention, and we discover that with each and every word, we have to renew it. However, what happens then is that you completely disconnect from the text. Don't worry, Eyal. Don't worry
about disconnecting from the text. If you have the right intention, the text will begin to illuminate upon you in a different way, emotionally, internally, not intellectually, as you now want to understand the text. And then where's the wisdom? Where's the intention? That's what I want to know. If you intend correctly, if you have the right intention, you will feel the text emotionally, not intellectually. The Torah doesn't enter the mind. It enters, it fills the heart. It corrects the desire, and then the desire begins to be arranged, aligned according to the Parzufim, the worlds, whatever is written there. You will feel it in your will and not in your intellect. If you study with your intellect, you are on the degree of beast, a very intellectual beast, maybe, but a beast. If you study with right intention and the light comes and reforms you, then you feel it in the heart. The Torah comes to correct your heart, the will. And the will is just a will now, but then you begin to feel how it starts becoming aligned, organized inside according to Parzufim, qualities, that's on will. And then when it is all arranged, you begin to learn the wisdom of how the Creator corrects you and organizes your will inside of you, where all of the worlds can be there. And that's how it works. And we don't need our mind, our intellect. We only need to organize these things correctly.
Charlie Scholl?
Again.
Can I ask?
Yes.
The world Kli comprises different kinds of friends. There are those who ask for intention, attainment. They don't care about where it comes from. There are those who are looking for wisdom. I mean, we're all made of everything and we want everything. How do we balance it? How do we give room for fulfillment, for expression to each and every friend?
You've all known me for years now, and you know that I maintain my line, my direction, and I won't change it according to a student who comes and wants this or that. I can't dance to the song, the flute of each one. And sometimes I get annoyed, angry at the questions like yesterday, and then that happens. And it depends on the extent to which it goes against that line that we need to follow. But there's no choice. We have many different friends, and each one thinks he knows what needs to be done. He thinks his will to receive is correct, so he needs to meet those demands. Right? I want to study the Ten Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot. So you want to, so what? You need to then fill up your will, your desire. You need to do what's most important for the correction of your soul. And you don't feel what that is, but... So, ultimately, the condition is very simple. I decide. I can listen to all of you here and there sometimes, and if we can introduce those things into our study, fine. But the line, I know what it is, and I won't change it. Perhaps there are other circles, and you can go there and study. I don't mind. I don't hold on to anyone here, but I won't do anything other than what I understand needs to be done. And I bring you evidence, the proof that I rely on, what I rely on in order to bring you that line. It's not that I want you all to agree with me, but rather that you will understand and also teach others according to what we see our teachers, what we see that our teachers wrote. If this is what Abaj and Baal Sulam write, and before them even, many Kabbalists, we need to learn from them and not whatever you want in your belly. You finished university, something else, maybe, and you respect knowledge. We don't respect knowledge. We respect transformation, the transformation of the person's nature. And we don't respect the scholars. And you can bring me a scholar who knows the test by heart. That's not proof for me that I need to listen to him. No. The computer knows it better.
Okay,
but what can we can I do about this strong drive that I have in me to study something? Or...
So the Creator gives you that strong urge for you to control it and do what needs to be done. Yes, what can you do? Otherwise, you'll be counting the pages as it's written, and no more. And you will die without wisdom, it is called. Because the wisdom of the Torah is the light of Chokhmah that comes and fills the soul to the extent that the soul prepares itself with the light of Chassadim. Then the light of Chokhmah can clothe on the light of Chassadim and so fulfill the person.
Last question. What is this stage when a person starts to study with intention? How does that change occur? What is that decision that shifts him from Chokhmah, from wisdom, to attainment?
The decision that this is what he needs or he won't reach the goal. He needs to fear dying without wisdom, at least in his will to receive. I'm not talking about being afraid of not bestowing upon the Creator. That's... And it depends on the society, the support of the society. So it's not enough for me to answer someone individually, telling him he's wrong, but rather I bring all of you this article today so you can all see what needs to happen. As Abash proves this to you. There's no choice. And it's not for no reason that I just erupt on someone, so to speak. I want to teach everyone by that, that it's an important thing, a principle. Yes, Dudi?
Another question. Can't we combine tasks with the right intention for attainment?
Yes, of course. We should have the right intention, and we should study tests. But you see where we are yet, where we are as of yet. We keep studying, churning over and over these materials on the proper intention. We need to compel ourselves to think of the right intention in order to later transition to the test, as is written in test, Lerer Kuf Nun Hei, 125.
So what does it mean to die without wisdom?
That you will die without the right intention, study without the right intention.
So the question is not about studying tests or not studying tests, but rather with which intention do we study?
Of course, I studied much. I can show you all the scribbles I have on each and every page of the six tomes. So, and with Abash, I studied the last part. Part 16. There I have the most to say about that one. But I'm afraid that due to this, we will disconnect from the intention. And without the intention, it's a body without a soul. It's a will to receive that will not receive correction. And then we will remain as we are. All right, let's start advancing towards the end of this part.
I want to find that place to make the effort, that bullseye, to find the correct intention.
Inside your will, that's the place where you have your will, your desire. There, inside of it, you need to have the intention, meaning, what do you want? What do you want to attain? So you want to attain only one thing, bestowal towards the Creator, through bestowal to the friends. That is it. That is called the place. The place is called the will.
Florida.
No, thank you, my friend.
последнее время мы пытаемся работать на ощущениях сердца.
Thank you very much. Recently, we are trying to work out of the feeling in the heart with the intention towards the will to be still. So, how to correctly draw the reforming light in order to achieve everything that we're studying, to attain everything we're studying in the lesson?
You feel it in your heart. You say, we begin to feel in our hearts that desire, so that lack. So to that place, you want the reforming light to come. That's it. For it to change for you the way you use the desire, the will, the approach to it, what you want to attain through the will. Through the will, I want to attain love between all of us and connection. And that connection, I want to present to the Creator. Here, what we attained here, we want you to clothe in it. It is called, My Sons Have Defeated Me.
Belarus.
Rav, что я должен сделать, чтобы товарищ был в правильном...
What should I do in order for the friend to have the right intention?
Pray for the friend. Tanya.
Who determines the ways in which the created being reaches the Creator? Does that decision come from the Creator?
The Creator alone decides. Merkaz 1.
A question by a friend in the 10. You said before that the sentence, you come from the dust and to the dust you shall return, speaks about the beginning of creation, not about us. So why not?
Because we are on the path to the purpose of creation. We won't be dust. We need to advance towards becoming people, human beings, Bnei Adam. Dust means that he didn't change himself at all. But we are undergoing change. Petra Tikva 5.
We learn that there is like a gradation of the reforming light in terms of the different texts, different styles of text. The four languages, as we call it, and the language of Kabbalah has the greatest potential. Is there some gradation in the kinds of work that we do in between the lessons, working with the friends in the 10, dissemination?
Yes, we need all those things in addition to the morning lesson. Everything is around that. What we study here and our participation during the lesson, us wanting to integrate together, that's all done in the morning lesson. And I hope very much that we will aim ourselves correctly and then we will devote less time to the first part of the lesson, but instead study more other things and hold more workshops and so on. And it's all, we're headed there.
My question is, beyond the lesson, mostly in our meetings with the 10 and in the work of dissemination, what is the way to draw the maximum reforming light there, if there is such work even?
No, of course, there's no doubt that with dissemination, we actually draw more of the reforming light because we ask to receive the reforming light for the people we take care of when we go to disseminate. And in those people, there's a huge, great will to receive, but it's hidden, it's concealed. Because until it's revealed, the correction in Adam HaRishon happens from the easy to the hard, from the light to the heavy. And so those people who are now all over the world, who don't care about the wisdom of Kabbalah, the correction of the world, that's because of their big will to receive. It doesn't feel itself to be affiliated in any way with the upper light yet. So therefore it cannot respond to it. And so we need to connect to them, to receive some impressions from them, and to bring them into our prayer to the Creator.
Okay, Rav, this is clear in dissemination. What about in our meetings of the 10? How will we draw the reforming light maximally? For example, when we meet on Zoom, what should we do so that this meeting will offer us the maximum contact with the reforming light?
To be as a single entity aimed towards the Creator. What can I tell you? Only that, one heart aimed towards the Creator. And do it for a minute or two, quietly, in silence, with that intention. Africa.
Hi, Rav. In our 10, we had a brief discussion yesterday about we should focus on the intention during our study of tests. That said, though, we see that it is problematic for us to engage in the study, and the problem itself is compounded in that we do not have the text itself in front of us. Is it therefore sufficient to just be in an inner prayer while reading tests, even though we cannot hear the words being read?
We have the entirety of the tests in our archive. We studied it, many of its parts from many years. There's many parts to it. There's many lessons on tests, thousands. You can go into our archive and go over each and every lesson we had. Why do we keep the archive? So that everyone can study. If you have time, go ahead, study. Load up a lesson and study. Whatever you want, from the beginning of the test through to its end. And I think we have it in at least four languages, right? Hebrew, English, Spanish, Russian. And please, maybe there's a few more languages also. Take it out of the archive, all the tests, and study. In our archive, we have so much material, so much. If you want to study individually, without the group, to just fill yourselves up with this knowledge, then you're welcome to it. Go there and study. It's open, free.
Rav, the problem is that while we're studying it in the morning, we do not have the text itself in front of us. So when you are reading from tests, we can only listen. So how do we engage in this particular study? Because it's problematic.
To what language is it not translated?
English. Not all of tests is translated to English.
I think that if we... Is the part we're studying right now not translated to English? I'm asking.
No, it's not translated, Rav.
No,
well, we need to sort it out. Why aren't you all approaching us, demanding a translation? We will take care of it. Thank you for saying. But actually, you don't need to ask me about this. You have our management. You can turn to them by email, and they will prepare it for you. They will do it for you.
Petah Tikva
31.
We see that the morning lesson is becoming more and more critical in terms of its importance in the life of each one of us. So, before we ask a question in the lesson, there is huge responsibility. So, do you recommend that maybe we will pass the question before it so that the 10 will approve of it? We do have this option.
The questions you all ask?
Yes, before we bring up the question, it is possible to give it to the 10 to scrutinize it. And
I don't think so, because this will take a lot of time. It'll create confusion. We don't have time in the morning lesson to wait for you to decide if you think the question is proper or not. No.
I know you mentioned it many times, but maybe again, because of the importance of it, before asking a question, what is the scrutiny that a friend should be doing?
Is the question he's asking helpful to everyone? And is it on the right, the same track, in the same direction as the lesson itself, and not something off to one side, personal or of no import to others? All right. Perhaps we can continue to the next part of the lesson.
Which part should we move to, Rav?
Which part? Let us see.
We have selected excerpts on topic of call to unity. We have task part 8. We have the work in faith above reason.
Those excerpts, what is that? What is it called?
We have selected excerpts on the topic of a call to unity, or work with faith above reason.
Yes, we can do that. Let's see.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next part and let's sing a song.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one-man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one-man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one-man army. We use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out. We're here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides the light. I don't believe in light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides the light. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.